This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Imagine stepping off the plane in Jamaica, skipping the long immigration lines, and sipping on your first rum punch before you've even reached your resort. Now, picture being upgraded to an ocean view suite with perks that make your stay feel like the VIP treatment. That's exactly how our trip to the Hyatt Zilara Rose Hall played out, and today, we're pulling back the curtain on what it's really like to stay at this adults-only paradise with the added benefit of being a globalist. From booking with points to late-night jerk chicken and glow-in-the-dark pool parties, join us as we soak in that unmistakable one love spirit of Jamaica.
Imagine pursuing your dreams of exploring the world's most exquisite destinations without the extravagant price tag. This is the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, hosted by DeAndre Koch, founder of Boldly Go and an expert in financial planning as recognized by Forbes. This podcast is your bridge to a world where travel savvy meets luxury. With DeAndre's unique financial planning perspective, you'll glean insights on making the most of credit card loyalty points and miles for travel that doesn't just move you, but takes you places that you may have never thought possible. Expect the most up-to-date credit card strategies for points and miles, stories from successful professionals on how they integrate travel into their busy lives, and other captivating stories from around the globe. Whether you're a seasoned traveler or just starting out, join us in exploring the best of global travel and learn how to experience nearly free luxury travel around the world yourself. Your journey transforms here, igniting our revolution in the world of travel.
Welcome to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast. I'm your co-host, Taryn Gisbert, along with DeAndre Koch. Today's episode is a fun one because DeAndre and I just got back from an incredible trip to Jamaica, where we stayed at the Hyatt Zilara Rose Hall for a friend's wedding. We booked it all with points and got an upgrade thanks to our globalist status. And we had an amazing time soaking up the sun, enjoying the food, and celebrating with friends. So we're going to break down everything, how we booked it, what we thought of the resort and the wedding experience, and of course, if we go back.
How's it going, everybody? So as far as the trip goes, this was going to be Taryn's first time in Jamaica. I've actually been to Jamaica a few times. I'm actually half Jamaican. So mom's side is Jamaican, dad's side is Panamanian. And transparently, if you've met me in person and talked about, oh, where you're from, et cetera, and I've mentioned to you, you know, Jamaica, I've probably expressed to you, hey, didn't have a huge desire to go back. And I've been a few times and it's a beautiful country, fantastic country, but I've also seen kind of the real side of the country versus what we see on the resorts. And so one of my best friends, Julian, was in his wedding and he had picked not only Jamaica, but a Hyatt property as well. So this was a great opportunity to go back. And so I was excited for the opportunity to see what it's like just kind of sticking with the resort itself. A lot of times when people are like, oh, why don't you like Jamaica? It's such a beautiful country. It's like, oh, it's beautiful. My people are so fun. But a question I always ask is, have you ever gotten off the resort? Not just through an excursion, but off the resort to see what it's like really out there. And so it's really a different country, has different vibes, but it's still Caribbean, so it's still fun. A lot of really good food that we'll get into as well. So that's just me being a little bit transparent as to why I have not gone back in a very long time for those that know me that listen to the show. So we did pay cash for our flights as we typically do when it comes to domestic travel, when it comes to Caribbean travel. That really helps us with keeping our American Airlines status. And we often can get better value with our miles than using our American Airlines miles for flights, especially for domestic and Caribbean, Mexico type travel. So as Taryn mentioned, we stayed at the Hyatt Zilara Rose Hall. We stayed there for 4 nights. That's an adults only resort, specifically in Montego Bay. It's a Category E property. So for those not familiar, Hyatt has Category 1 through 8 on their hotels and Category A through F on their all-inclusive properties, and F being the highest, so E was the second highest category hotel. And this shares its property with the Ziva Rose Hall. So there's Alara. Their Alara brand is adults only. Ziva is the family friendly side. And quite literally, it's not like these are two separate resorts and there's a big gap in between them. The building of the Zalara, you can look out through your balcony if you're on the in-between side and see into the pool and kind of entertainment area for the Ziva. So for two adults, which, you know, because it's all inclusive, you for these, you definitely have to put in the number of adults staying in the room and children. So for two adults, the nights were 40 to 45,000 points a night. So we end up using a total of 175,000 points instead of paying $3,260. Now, that was a redemption of only 1.86 cents. So obviously that's less than the 2 cents that we typically strive for. But this was going to be our first opportunity getting to experience a true globalist as a globalist with Hyatt. We've had opportunities before, such as the first time we went to the Maldives. Shout out to our friend Tom Marsden, who gave us the guest of honor benefit. So we got to experience and taste what globalist was like, but we had to work our way to globalist, which we are now. So I really wanted to see what was the globalist experience going to be like. And I felt like very likely we would get a room upgrade, which we ended up getting upgraded to an Ocean View Junior Suite after the first night. So we'll talk about that. But if you take in the value of that upgrade and that cost with what we paid in points, our redemption ends up getting up to about 2.19%. So over that 2 point threshold that we look for. And so one of the big tips I want to mention for anyone looking to go to Jamaica, in fact, coincidentally, our neighbors just went the weekend after us and we were talking to them about this trip. And we said, hey, if you go to Jamaica, you're going to want to book the Club Mobe VIP entry on arrival. You can book directly with them, but you also can go through Viator. You can get additional points through Rakuten with them, which is an additional win. But it's $50 per person. And you essentially get fast-tracked when you get off the plane to go right through security, immigrations, baggage claim, and there's a nice lounge waiting for you while you wait for your shuttle if you have a shuttle that you know you're going to be taking. And that's really nice because Club Mobe in general, you have access to the lounge with Priority Pass. So if you have any of the cards that have Priority Pass, you have access to it, but you don't get that fast-track benefit on the way in to Jamaica. So you have to book that one in advance. But this was huge. It was super nice because we got off the plane and there was a woman with a sign with both of our names there. And she took us straight through the lines. We basically got to skip all of the lines, which was fantastic. Taryn, I know we love the kind of priority and the fast track service that we get, especially with status and different things. It's a little bit different when we come into the country and we typically don't get access to something like this. Not all countries have this. What did you think of the kind of Club Mobe arrival experience, the service, you know, all those good things?
I think it was definitely worth it. I have, obviously, this is my first time to Jamaica since you were not really excited to go back until you had an incentive. So for me, I was happy to go and I looked at this as the like pre-check of Jamaica with a lounge included, not just like you skip the security line, but you get the amenities. You have a lounge, and if anything, I wanted to hang out at the lounge longer.
And now the lounge is pretty small, so it's not, and even the lady that walked us through the line and she stayed with us the entire time, she said, hey, just so you know, the lounge on departure is much nicer because you're not really meant to stay here too long. There's a guy that watches your bag as well as you go in. What was nice was that was our first taste of rum punch, which was super exciting, which was great. And so I think for individuals that have like specialized shuttles, their services they've paid for through the resort and they're waiting for that shuttle to arrive, the lounge is a really great option. But for us, we ended up just paying a taxi because it was only a $35 taxi one way to the resort and they had them basically on demand. So instead of waiting for a shuttle, we basically walked into the lounge, we got some rum punch, and paid for a taxi. So what was really nice is we took a taxi, took us right to the resort, and we went ahead and went to the check-in. So there was a check-in counter that had a little bit of a line, and it was like kind of two people at this counter, but a bunch of people waiting in line to get checked in. That's not something I think I've typically seen in most resorts. I feel like most time we pull up to a resort, it's a big check-in area. Someone greets you, you kind of sit around, wait for them to grab your passports, do all the things. This one felt kind of like checking into a hotel lobby while waiting for someone to serve you. However, I actually just asked, I said, hey, is this the only check-in area? They asked me for my name. I told them, you know, my last name is Coke. And they said, oh, we actually have a specialized check-in for you. So anyone that has any sort of Hyatt status, so whether you're Explorist, whether you're Discoverist, which is the base level, or and especially Globalist, they had a whole separate desk that felt more of like a private check-in area. They came and brought you drinks while you waited. They pulled your passport information, all the different things, got you settled into the room, which was nice. And it was really cool because they gave us a sheet specifically that listed our Globalist benefits. I actually have the sheet here. I'm going to read off a few of the ones that I felt like were really interesting. And so we got complimentary premium internet service, complimentary upgrade to the best available room that excluded one bedroom suites, complimentary 4 p.m. late checkout, daily concierge service, exclusive signature drink at their bars, and then a 50% discount on their premium cabanas and a 20% discount on massages, room upgrades, wines, lobster, and 15% discount on gift shop charges and candlelight dinners. So there was definitely some savings there, but they said, hey, unfortunately, our hotel is 100% booked. We have a conference that is here and they're leaving tomorrow. So we won't be able to give you a room upgrade until tomorrow. So we got a standard room for the night. And although we arrived at the hotel around 1, I was kind of expecting our room to be ready when we got there, because again, Globalist status, but it wasn't. It was actually ready almost near check-in time, so like 2:30 or so. So we went to our standard room, and I will say it definitely felt more like a hotel room than it felt like even a base level room at a Secrets property or anything like that. I know it was really kind of weird exchange because we had the standard room and then we had to switch to the junior suite the next day. And that whole process was a little bit rushed, slightly uncomfortable from that standpoint. Taryn, what'd you think of the room itself, but then also, of course, that transition there?
I felt that the standard room versus the suite upgrade felt like completely different hotels. I felt like I was on a completely different property, to be honest. And the way that the transfer was managed, the way that they canceled our card, so we came back from the pool, we went back to the room like, hey, we're going to pack, let's get ready, let's get to our suite. And then we're blocked out. And yes, I really had to pee. TMI, sorry. But they also had a bit of a bathroom cleaning incident in most days, where most bathrooms, or at least one bathroom, was closed. So for me, that was really challenging. Honestly, it's the most challenging room change I've ever had in my entire life. Because the guy stood there with the door open and watched us. And I had to ask you to be like, hi, I'm in a bathing suit cover up. Can you please close the door so I can bend over and, you know, pack things in my bathing suit? And I forgot a lot of things as a consequence. I've never felt so frazzled in a room change.
And so to Taryn's point, they basically had told us that, hey, we're going to email you when your room is ready so you can switch rooms. So we didn't have to like check out of one room and then kind of have them hold our bags to check into the next. They said, hey, when the room is ready, we'll just let you know you can swap rooms. We'll have a bellboy assist you with that. Perfect. Got the email. The room is ready. We went to the room and the key card had locked out, so we couldn't get in. Went down to the lobby and had to have them essentially escort us back to the room with the bellman that has the master key to let us pack. And so, as Taryn said, he had to sit there and wait for us to pack. He was like, hey, can you kind of hurry up here? Because he's trying to do his bellman things. And we're like, hey, like, we're just pack our things up. We hadn't sprawled everything out everywhere, but of course, we had been there for at least 24 hours. So that was probably the one negative part of the stay for the most part.
The fact that he held the door open while we were packing and was like, okay, you pack, like, that made me uncomfortable.
That's fair. That being said, the suite upgrade that we had was fantastic. So, I mean, like you said, it was a night and day difference. I mean, the standard room was in a building that was kind of like the hallways felt dimly lit. They were carpeted versus the suite side. There was so much sunlight coming in, marble floors or marble tile floors, I should say. Very, very bright, very well lit. And of course, the room was amazing. The view from the room was fantastic. So that itself, that was probably the one, as I mentioned, downside or negative part of the trip, because overall it was a fantastic trip, fantastic stay, and it was a beautiful resort. I mean, Taryn, what did you think overall about kind of the resort's design, the atmosphere, the layout? What was your thoughts on the Zilara?
I loved it, especially as a venue. If we included children, it would have been a great location for even our wedding, because you have the family side and the adult side connected, which is not something that you get in a lot of locations. So I think that's something that's really valuable if you're looking for that kind of location. And I loved the suite that they upgraded us to. It was immaculate. It was impeccable. I had room for days and for all of my things. So I was very happy in the room that they put us in after that.
And I second what you say about the, you know, kind of combination with the kids side, because of course, typically when we stay at resorts, we do adults only, and we usually aren't in an environment where you have adults only with an entire resort that's also kid friendly, like interconnected. And so, for instance, the dining, for like the French restaurant, a couple of the dining options are on the kids side. There's a couple of dining options that are on the adults only side. So these are things that kind of made it feel like a lot of a blend. And I don't know how many resorts do this. I feel like probably not a lot, but they actually had a kids club there that was open until like 5 p.m. for free. So while a lot of the adults, because again, we were there for a wedding, we're all kind of hanging out together around the pool and the cabanas and such, we would be playing volleyball or hanging out in the pool, you know, having some drinks, those type of things. And everyone's like, oh yeah, our kids are having a great time in the kids club and the adults get to have some fun.
Hold on. While you were playing volleyball, I was actually closer to the kids' corner, and it was lit. Honestly, they had some really cool stuff happening for the kids. Like, it was, like, top-notch.
And so the other thing, I think, entertainment-wise, I think this really speaks to the Jamaican people. So I'm very curious, because this is our first time at a Zilara property, or even Ziva, either of those type of properties for ourselves. And so for the listeners, if you've experienced something similar, please let us know. I'd be very curious to hear, was this more of the Jamaican energy and entertainment that our people bring, or was it more of, hey, this is the brand, this is how Hyatt, Zilara's, and Ziva's do in general, because their parties and the fun that they were having and their entertainment squad was solid. Friday night, they had a glow party that was absolutely insane. We happened to be having dinner at the Jamaican restaurant right by the glow pool party, and we heard the DJ going, the lights, the crowd was making noise, people were splashing. I mean, it was an all-out, basically glow-in-the-dark rave. I mean, it was amazing.
I love that we had no plans on going, especially because we already had the neon party the night before. So we were just eating our dinner like, no, we're not going to do that. And the more that we saw the lights and heard the music, it was like, we might have to check this out.
It was absolutely fantastic. I mean, a full-on twerk contest started. I mean, it was adults, not like really bad, raunchy, but it was like very truly like an adults only. It was at nighttime too, but like it was on the adult side. I mean, they made it a lot of fun. It was a really great time. And the music was fantastic. The energy, the hype women, I mean, they were killing it.
I understand why so many ladies that I know are like, Montego Bay, Jamaica is my like special place, because I felt it. I felt these women connect like they couldn't do it anywhere else. So approved.
The energy was high the whole time. And so I think overall the experiences were great, right? So I know we spent one day pretty much with the wedding party, the whole wedding crew by the pool. And what was interesting, so this is actually pretty interesting. So they have three premium cabanas, well, technically one premium cabana and two like oceanside gazebos that are about $330. As globalists, we get 50% off of those three. And there's probably like 30 other cabanas across the resort. And so at first the groom had said, hey, you know, DeAndre, can you use your globalist benefits to get the Royal Cabana? Because it's the largest one, holds a lot of people. But then once we saw where it was located, it wasn't in the same spot that we wanted to really be hanging out. So I had already asked him to reserve that. And while I was sitting there, I had called him and he said, actually, can we change this to Cabana, whatever, 11 or 12 it was. So I'm sitting in front of the lady and she said, hey, well, technically only the premium cabanas get the 50% discount. However, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and honor that for this regular cabana. So a premium cabana is like $330 or so, regular cabana is like $275, but basically we were able to get it for $165. So saved $165 there, which was really nice. And that cabana was in a really perfect area where everyone was able to hang out together, kids, adults, everything else. So that's really nice. So maybe an opportunity if you guys go, if you do have Explorist or Globalist status and get a discount, although it says specifically the premium cabanas, maybe you can just be nice and smile and see, hey, can we possibly get you to honor this for another cabana, especially if they're not super busy and all the cabanas aren't taken as well.
Yeah, it was a really great experience. They come with like a cooler full of like a bottle of Prosecco, some beer, some soft drinks, some water. So it's not just the cabana that you're paying for, but you get a big discount if you can come in with some status. So always worth asking.
And same thing at the beach. So the beach, there are cabanas there as well. And they have a nice like protected cove area. So the water for the most part was really calm all the time. And we had fairly good weather the entire trip. But it was really nice because bride and groom, they actually got floats for us, floaties for everyone that came. And so we all had these floats to either have in the pool or on the beach. And it was a really, I mean, the beach was fantastic, fine sand. I mean, it was a beautiful resort top to bottom on the suite side of things, I would say specifically. And then the rest of the resort, the grounds were fantastic. Overall, was a great experience. One of the things to note as well, we had a few friends that took excursions. And so they were actually told, which I've never heard this before, they were actually told to reach out and to remind the excursion company of the pickup prior to. Well, they didn't do that. And so their excursion just didn't happen because they never got picked up. And we thought that was kind of a one-off thing. But then one of the other groups, they had a paid for and reserved shuttle to the airport on the way back home. And I guess the shuttle driver never came. They forgot also. So if you're doing anything from a transportation standpoint off the resort, one of the recommendations I'd have is make sure that you confirm multiple times over that someone is going to pick you up, because that just seems to be some of the island ways there.
I mean, I always encourage you to read the fine print, no matter what it is, no matter where it is. Read the fine print. What do you have to do? Do it. Otherwise, you can't hold them accountable.
Hey everyone, I hope you're enjoying this week's episode. DeAndre here, and I just wanted to interrupt briefly to remind you of two things. First, be sure to sign up for our newsletter where we give you direct access to travel updates, news you'll want to jump on in the points and miles world, and our continuously updated card offers to maximize your travel rewards, often before they're ever mentioned in the show. Also, if you didn't already know, we have a private Facebook group where we share news as it breaks, ideas, and other things that don't make it into the newsletter or show many times. And that's the best place to get your points and miles question answered directly by me and other travel enthusiasts. Both of these links will be in the show notes. Now, back to the show. So let's switch to your area of expertise, Taryn, which is the food and drinks. What'd you think?
I mean, I love a rum punch, probably more than 90% of the people in America, North America, at least. So I was very happy with the rum punch option. It was a Planters punch. It was beautifully crafted. It was perfectly balanced. It was everything I wanted in a rum punch. So I basically just drank rum punch the whole time. And we only found out like the last day that there was like a special globalist
signature drink.
It was like World of Honors.
World of Hyatt,
sorry, cocktail, and it was blue, and it was very nice. We only found out right before we checked out, so like, I still would have gone with the rum punch personally, because that's my favorite. But just so you know, if you are of a globalist status, you do have a signature cocktail that is just for you.
And the rum punches were very good, and they were very quick and easy to make versus anything else, because every single bar had it basically pre-made and just ready to pour over ice on demand at all times. And I also love both rum and punch, and being Jamaican, it was fantastic having that as well.
You love being Jamaican?
Yeah, exactly. It was a fantastic drink to be able to have. Pretty much outside of, I think, two other opportunities, or maybe three, rum punch was all that both of us pretty much had the entire stay, which was nice. But the food overall was really good. I mean, they had the Jamaican restaurant, which was nice. I liked the fact that the French restaurant did not require pants. So like in most like Secrets and Breathless, other adults only resorts, it's, you know, you have to wear pants and collared shirt. And they were a lot more tame with that here, which was nice.
Hold on. But they also said it would have a child and adult section, and it didn't. So something else to keep in mind.
They did say that. Yeah, I think the adult section was basically used for storage for the French restaurant specifically. And so everything was kind of all together. But, there wasn't any children running around, or crazy, which was nice. We still had a really nice evening out on the French side. So that being said, our best place, or the place that we probably frequented the most, I should say, was the Jerk Shack, which was jerk chicken, freshly cooked, and Jamaican beef patties served until 3 a.m. And especially post-wedding, this place was a lifesaver.
Oh, it was the best. It was probably like one of the best jerk chickens I've ever had, like ever, anywhere. And the first time we had the beef patties, they were, I think, a little maybe older. But after that, they were exceptional. They were tiny, little soft pockets of flaky goodness, and it would hit at just the right time. I mean, having that resource till 3 a.m., priceless.
Yeah, because the nightclub, I think technically goes till 1 a.m., but they stop playing music at 12 for noise purposes. So oftentimes, even after the wedding, we were all partying, post-party at the nightclub, and then we would go to the presidential suite, which the bride and groom had, which was really cool because they actually, for the presidential suite, a few times they've been to this resort, they would actually go get a regular room on the Ziva side. So the presidential suite specifically, there may be one on the Zilara, I'm not sure, but they had the one on the Ziva side, which is a multi-bedroom. This place is like 2,500 square feet, full wraparound balcony. I mean, it's fantastic looking place, great view. But basically, they would go pay for a regular room. And then when they got to the resort, would just ask and see, is the presidential suite open? And if it was available, which it has been the last couple of times they tried to do this, so it's a complete gamble, they actually were able to upgrade for like $200 or $300 extra a night versus, I believe, it's typically $500 or $1,000 more extra per night, which was really nice. So we would go up to there and play cards and other things, but it was nice because it was on the route from the nightclub and the Zilara side to the presidential suite. So the Jerk Shack was right there. And I would say I love jerk chicken, but a lot of people don't because it's so spicy, but they really tame the spice down. So all you get is nothing but flavor. And it was so amazing.
Even though I love spicy, sometimes my tummy can't handle it. So if you can relate, this is for you because this is no spice. And if you love spice, you will be disappointed. So bring a little hot sauce with you or ask for some on the side because there is a way to spice it up, but it is definitely milder made for sensitive tummies.
But still with all the flavor, which is great. And overall, I would say the wedding experience there. So this was my first destination wedding that I had been to. So I was super excited to get to see it. Of course, it also was super helpful to be able to get some ideas and thoughts in preparation for our destination wedding, which is happening later this year. And so I think the vibe was great. The resort was fantastic. So if you're thinking through or know of a friend that's looking and they want to do a family-friendly destination wedding, this would be a really great property because from what I heard, the coordinator was on top of things. The organization was great. And then one thing I'll throw out there is we had a last-minute scramble as the groomsmen trying to figure out where we would get ready for multiple reasons. And one of the groomsmen accidentally, well, he didn't book in time, so he didn't have a room at the resort because they were fully booked up. And so he ended up booking the next closest resort, which is the Jewel, which is a property over. And somehow randomly, he got a standard room and they upgrade him to the presidential suite on like the 12th floor of the building. Huge balcony. This place was beautiful, amazing 3-bedroom presidential suite. But I say that to say, he thought he was going to have to pay for a day pass every single time he wanted to come to the Zilara to hang out with us. But they said, no, that's actually a sister property. You can just come back and forth. And he had there's a lot of golf carts on that on the properties to bring people around. So he actually had his butler from the Jewel take him on a golf cart over, and then he would text him or reach out to him to take him back. So if you are or know of someone that's staying at the Zilara or having an event there, and you're trying to pivot, and maybe from a cost standpoint or for whatever reason, the resort sold out, the Jewel, at least at this time, they're all in the same gated area and they're sister properties. So something to keep in mind. I think the Jewel might be more of Hyatt's like vacation club property versus separate resort, but it's all under their like Playa brand, but just something to keep in mind as well. So our checkout was pretty standard. We used our late checkout benefit, but you know, we had our flight at 4, so we didn't check out at 4. We checked out at 1 p.m. That was their recommendation to leave about 3 hours early. We paid $40 for the taxi. We got to check out using the Hyatt Elite desk, the same one we checked into, and didn't have to wait in line. We're glad that we paid the taxi, not the shuttle, because again, the shuttle left our friends and never actually showed up. And then we wrapped up with going, when we got to the airport, we used our priority pass this time. So we did not pay. We used our priority pass to get the Club Mobe fast track through security as well as their lounge. And I know, Taryn, you got to kind of see that firsthand because you were the one that employed the priority pass for us. So, and we picked the lounge and all those different things. I know it wasn't too chaotic of, you know, so we didn't save like a ton of time versus going through the regular security line, but any thoughts on the Club Mobe and the lounge on the way out?
Short version, it's a faster way out. It's like TSA pre-check in Jamaica, essentially. And you get a lounge, you get like, it's like TSA pre-check plus Centurion in Jamaica. If you speak points and miles, you'll get it. If you don't, you'll get some goodies. And I don't know why you wouldn't, honestly.
Yeah, you didn't have to pay. You didn't have to reserve in advance. You literally walk up to the desk, just like you would check into a lounge. You go to a desk that's outside a security area, show them your priority pass, your boarding pass, your ID. They print you out a voucher. You take that voucher and you get to fast track through security, which is amazing. And the lounge was nice, had some good food. Nothing too crazy, but it was fairly decent and it was a nice relaxing place to get some work done before we flew out. So, Taryn, before we wrap this one up, final thoughts. Would we go back? How would you rate the overall resort experience and compare it with other places we've stayed like Secrets, Catalonia, other different brands so far?
I have to say, I kind of liked it better than some of the other Hyatt properties like Secrets. I liked their party vibe, even on like the kids side, was more fun than the secret side of some of the very quiet resorts. And I get it, that's just personal taste, but that is something that I liked about Ziva and Zilara, that I thought they did way better than their newly acquired Secrets properties, which are a lot more serious and a lot more, I guess, like the Sandals brand, which is just honeymooners, quiet, whatever. But it was fun. The food was really good. The location was fantastic. The ocean was beautiful. Like, there are very few cons that I even have.
So in the question of would you return, I guess the answer is yes.
I mean, it would depend on you because you were the reason that we weren't going to go. So would you go back?
Yeah, I would go back to this resort. It was a fantastic resort. Experience was fantastic. And again, outside of the kind of rushed approach to having to get out of the room awkwardly, everything else was fantastic. The staff, everyone was great. And yeah, and I think I would recommend this resort to maybe a family event. So if you want to do a family reunion or a family outing, and you kind of had people that they have, you know, one maybe sibling has kids, the other sibling doesn't have kids, and you have mom and dad as well. And, you know, you have this a group, big family outing out of the country. This would be a great place because you can have the people that want to stay on the adult side in one place and the ones that have kids but still want to have fun and be able to get out there and dance and do the things. And you're all very, very close to each other. You don't have to walk too far to go anywhere.
Or for a milestone birthday or anniversary for the family. Either way, it's like a family trip. Just wanted to include a little bit more.
No, I think that absolutely makes sense. I mean, those would be the people I think could really benefit from the fact that it's a Ziva or a Zilara put together. And I think there's definitely other resorts where if you're just a family, you could go to, or just adults only, you could go to, but the combination was great. And honestly, we'd go back there even if it was just the two of us, because it was a great experience overall. Awesome. Well, that wraps up our time. It was just a quick 4-night stay in Jamaica. We both had a blast. Again, the verdict is we would both go back, and we hope that you consider this resort as well in your trip throughout the Caribbean. And that's going to wrap this one up.
If you enjoyed this episode today, be sure to follow us on all the social media channels and sign up for our newsletter and our private Facebook group as well to get insider information. And don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and tell your friends. We'll see you on the next episode.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks for tuning in to the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast, brought to you by Boldly Go. Hit that follow button so you don't miss out on new episodes. For deeper insights and to level up your travel game with our strategies, make sure to follow us on our social media platforms and sign up for our newsletter to stay in the loop. Head over to www.boldlygo.world to learn more. As DeAndre is not operating through this podcast as a fiduciary and/or financial advisor, this should not be considered personal financial advice. The information covered and posted has been made available for informational and educational purposes only. The strategies and results referenced on this site, while proven, are not guaranteed. While most who apply the principles referenced will achieve similar results, you may not yourself. Your results will vary and depend on many factors that may be in or out of your control, but include factors such as your credit score, financial status, business experience, etc. It is your responsibility to consume and implement these recommendations at your own risk. We cannot be held responsible for any failure to do so.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.